Hello.
Hey, welcome back to www.coaching6.com. That was my new favorite band in town, Fargo Slim and Friends. They put on a hell of a show there, didn't they, Scott?
They sure did. God damn, that's my new favorite band in town. It's going to be a hard thing to beat that band.
Well, this really isn't a battle of the bands, Scott. I don't know if anybody really has to beat up on anybody.
Well, I look at every show as a battle of the bands.
That's your competitive Norwegian nature, though, isn't it, Scott?
That's my competitive driven nature.
I forget. Sieg Heil. Anyway, so now, today we've got with us right now, Mr. Jay Miller. Jay was running the front door for a while. Jay, roughly, how many thousands of people do you think are here tonight?
We're running on, we're pretty close to capacity right here at the Fargo Moose Lodge downtown.
42,000?
A little bit closer to 48.
48,000 people
down at the Coliseum.
48,000 people are in the Moose Lodge.
But still plenty of room for parking in downtown Fargo.
Yes, I'm glad that they're going to knock down the Fargo Theater now and open up a new parking lot.
That's right. Actually, it's going to be a parking ramp.
Yeah.
Five stories high parking ramp.
Who needs a theater when you got parking, you know?
How many listeners do we have right now on the air?
At least 7,200.
What? How many listeners do we got over there?
40,000 listeners.
25% up from what we had last time.
40,000 listeners
over an hour and a half ago.
I think that's the most we've had all
night. We're really climbing here.
Oh, my Lord.
We're really shooting right now.
For the people that can't come out tonight, they're on the web. That's really nice to have them here.
Jay, what do you think of the music? What do you think of the band we just heard?
I was really impressed.
Fargo Slim and Friends.
I was really impressed with Fargo Slim and Friends.
I think that's the best band
really
in Fargo
tight.
Right now.
Yeah, could be.
Honestly.
First show ever. And
that is number one.
I would put them right up there with Le Dirty Frenchman.
Right on.
I would put them above Lay Dirty Frenchmen.
I think definitely as far as style content goes, they're much further evolved than Lay Dirty Frenchmen. Lay Dirty Frenchmen still have this thing going on where they cut off their sleeves.
Yeah.
Really not sure what that's all about.
They don't know what the hell is going on yet. You know what my problem is, though, with the band there? Is that I drank a little bit too much. And it's only 9:45. And I've got about five pitchers in me right now. Now, Jay, what would you do in that situation?
Go straight to Jack.
Yeah.
Go straight to Jack.
Straight to Jack.
Jack or Yag?
Ooh.
Well, I got three drink tickets in my pocket here. Now, what would you say I'd do with those?
Either go...
Sell them for money?
Mr. Lamb did have a good point with the Jägermeister, but you can buy the Jägermeister this evening for, I think, $2.25 a shot.
Oh, is that the special here tonight?
That's on the special
right down
tonight.
Here at the Moose Lodge.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're at the Moose Lodge.
Down
and
here
this
on
is
Broadway,
the,
downtown Fargo.
The June Panic Going Away Party.
And you're listening to www.coaching6.com.
Also sponsored by
Brown Cow Recordings.
Sound.
Actually,
and they do four-track recordings.
Have you heard
for
their
all
new
of your four-track recording needs?
Have you heard their new little advertisement they got going for Brown Cow and Sound?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Yeah, it goes like this. Moo.
Oh, wow. That's fabulous.
We'll be hearing that periodically throughout the show tonight.
If you hear the
moo. Jay, as somebody who's involved in the show, who's playing next?
After this, we have the Deaths playing.
I thought it was Greenhouse.
Nope.
Jeepers. All this confusion.
That little list we got there means nothing.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Do you have any idea what the hierarchy is here tonight then?
Tonight, first band was Fargo Slim and Friends. Second band being the Deaths. Third band being June Panic. And then fourth being, the Greenhouse.
Okay, Jay. Every question we've asked of every guest thus far is... Mexican or Chinese?
Ooh, I had Chinese tonight.
Well,
person or food?
That doesn't mean you like Chinese better now, does it?
Actually, it does. It does.
I'm not talking American Chinese here. I'm not talking American Mexican either.
Well,
I'm talking American Chinese.
I think I still go down in Chinese.
Really?
I still go down on Chinese. I still eat Chinese.
With the cornstarch up the ass, huh?
MSG all the way.
Well, MSG, of course.
Now, where do you stand on MSG?
There's no scientific proof that it causes what these people say it causes. So, as a scientist, I would say that fuck MSG. Keep using it. Keep it all up. Because it tastes a hell of a lot better when you use it.
Does MSG cause cancer?
No. Well, there's no scientific proof that says it does.
Okay.
I hate to be crass, but I think it's been found that I don't think anything can cause cancer.
Oh, well, Jay has decided to have his conversation off the air. And it's time for John and I to have our conversation on the air.
Scott, what do you think of Fargo Slim and Friends?
I thought they were one of the best bands in Fargo. Randy Dever is sitting over there all by himself. I think it's time for him to stand
up. Randy,
up,
why don't you come on over
get
here.
Get your ass up and come
Randy,
on
now
over
we're
here.
We're going to go in the crowd
hey,
now
Randy
take over, Randy Dever.
Take over Jay Miller's microphone, because Jay Miller seems to be having way too many conversations.
Hey, you know,
Randy Dever.
Hey.
Randy
hey,
Dever,
Randy Dever.
Hey, guys.
Randy Dever, now you were our correspondent who went out and looked at the actual fire damage out there in Montana. What did you see, Randy?
I saw a lot of smoke. I didn't see the 200-foot flames or anything. They wouldn't allow us to go that close.
And what did you think of that, Randy?
I thought it was fucked up.
Yeah. I'm looking for more than a three-word answer here.
Can we quote you on that, Randy?
it was
fucked up.
Devastating?
The size of Maryland on fire or burnt.
So, Randy, now as a married man, what did those flames mean to you? You know, as a single man, it might be one thing.
I thought they kind of, like the flame
they
of
they symbolized
the flame,
the
of
flame
love. Yeah, you know.
Of
did you
love,
look,
yes.
Did you look at your newlywed wife and sing Ring of Fire?
No,
I fell into the burning. I hope not.
It's really smoky out there. A lot of property has been lost.
Did you have any desire to become a smoke jumper?
I kind of wanted to. I thought, you know, it'd be kind of a heroic thing, but...
You ever seen that Howie Long movie about how he's a smoke jumper who fights crime?
No, I haven't.
I think it's called Backdraft.
Yeah, what a beautiful movie. Oh, Lord, did we just break something there?
I hope that picked up
I think
mic.
Some shots just
that's
fell
okay,
upon my knee, too.
We'll be able to pay for that out of Roger's fund.
So I've never been to a microphone party before. It's kind of fun.
So, Randy, what was your take?
We're going out on the web here. We got at least 40,000 listeners.
They were pretty hot.
They had a lot of punch.
I'm looking forward to seeing them next year on the 4th of July, down on the beach somewhere.
Absolutely.
Right on.
Randy, how was your honeymoon?
It was all right. Honeymoon number one went well.
Did you get laid?
Yeah.
Just sex on your honeymoon?
Ow. Oh, we finished that shot glass off there with the dropping of the mic.
Did you have sex?
Oh, boy, I wish.
Yeah, right on.
Nice.
I love
he's
sex.
He's married. Man. What are you talking about?
Hell, man. What's the honeymoon all about, man?
Nothing.
Sex.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I love you. I love you.
Have you guys heard scientists recently discovered a food that decreases women's sex drive by 90%?
Really?
What is it?
What the hell kind of food is it? Don't ever feed it to your wife.
Wedding cake.
Oh, that Randy has some good jokes.
Ah,
Jay, I'm looking for jokes out of your ass now.
I got a joke for you. You keep on spilling all over the fucking place, man.
Oh, like, what are you talking
get
about?
Get away from me, fucker. Hey, we're oh, it went in my shoe, you asshole. All right. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by www.cogent6.com and also the
and Olympia
cow.
Beer.
And beer all over Scott's face. So we'd just like to thank you for listening to us tonight.
And thanks to Barrel of Fun.
Yeah.
Once again, this is CoachandSis.com, also sponsored by Brown Cow Recording.
Sound.
And this is June Panic's going away party with the Death Greenhouse and Fargo Slim and Friends, who you just missed. If you're just tuning in.
You know, I find it funny that every time you go through that, you read the flyer, you can't remember those four
well,
bands.
Well, fuck, how am I going to remember these bands? It's like I care about any of them.
What was
I mean, I really love this shit.
What was that little article about you in the paper the other day? Just a little thing about, well, actually it's about the whole show, but you're kind of, your name was
I don't know,
there.
Jay. I didn't read that. What did it say?
I don't know. I don't read. I just recognize your name, though.
Oh,
we are
well.
A world of illiterates on the radio, ladies and gentlemen. Take note.
I've put all my books into screenplay format because of the executives that can't read. That way...
The little stupid people wearing the big white collars...
Are we
going to
interview Fargo Slim and Friends tonight, or where the hell
We've
are
We've been
they?
Trying to. They've been a little reticent.
Fargo Slim!
Fargo Slim and Friends!
That's right. If we call them out long enough, they will.
Oh, here comes one. Tommy Kemmer.
Tommy Kemmer, we like this.
Hey, who is this from Survivor? It looks like a Survivor.
From Survivor tonight.
I have this A custom Zildjian symbol I'm trying to sell for beer. Any of you guys want to
buy it? Man, you are the winner in Survivor, man.
Yeah, cool.
What was that like? You drum too?
That means I'm gay and I have a symbol.
What's the symbol of?
What is it? I mean, I love symbolic things.
And my womanhood at the same time. It's pretty exciting. Have you seen any of those guys from Greenhouse?
No.
I need people from Greenhouse. Greenhouse to the house.
We're supposed to be interviewing you.
Hey, yeah, we'd appreciate the symbol.
We'll put it on eBay.
It's kind of like a key to the city.
All right.
Sit on down here, my fine friend. We're supposed to be interviewing the band.
Take it as far as it'll go.
We're on the internet, right?
And first, we got our friend Brad Bernath here from Fargo.
We could. Very good. Let's set up a link right now.
eBay.
What's up with that?
What's going price for
a...
I'm
just going to try to talk louder than John Lamb, because he's obviously got a conversation going on.
Brad, what do you think of your show tonight? How'd it go tonight?
I couldn't hear the drums, so I was struggling.
Who would you blame that on?
On Roger, of course. It's all Roger's fault. Everything leads back to Roger.
That's what I've often felt. Is this indicative of a typical show for Fargo Slim and Friends?
Well, actually, this was the first show for Fargo Slim and Friends.
So it's pretty typical then.
It's typical, I guess.
That's funny because a lot
of
people
we've been together for
say,
about a week now.
That's funny because a lot of people have said that a lot of people have seen Fargo Slim and Friends.
Well, that was originally the Bone Ranger that they saw, I think.
Yeah, the Bone Ranger. That was
the Bone Ranger.
What's the difference between the Bone Ranger and Fargo Slim and Friends and
Brett Bernath?
Brett Bernath. Brett Bernath, you're the new Link.
I'm the Link to the Fiend.
How would you describe the sound of the Bone Rangers? Fargo Slim and Friends.
Kind of salty with a hint of sour.
Salty with a little bit of sour. Yeah. I think I can dig that.
Hey man, John bought us pizza tonight. I'd like to give a big shout out to John Lamb.
Oh hey, a lot of people help pitch in on that, Scott. And that's only so we can keep you sober.
Slices and smut. That's what it's all about.
Slices and sluts. Hey Scott, you want to take a mic here?
Scott, help.
Scott, you want to not shirk your duties as a co-host, as a celebrity co-host?
The Big Bad Wolf.
Where's my mic at? All right.
So, Brett, what's in the future for Fargo Slim and Friends?
There's no future plan. That was pretty much it.
That's it, a one-shot?
One night only.
That's the best fucking band in Fargo, dude.
You know, big rave reviews from a lot of people out here, including us here at www.coachin6.com.
Everybody listening must have been as faced as I am.
Just Scott.
No, dude, I'm not even that drunk. And fucking, you guys fucking ruled.
No, a lot of people are really.
Let's bring on Slim.
Raising all types of hell because Brett's not helping. Here comes Slim. Slim's gonna sit down and talk to us for a second here. Slim, what do you think of the show tonight?
Hey, he's talking out of the mic.
Slim, what do you think of the show tonight? Before that, you load all that into your VW Beetle. What do you think of the show tonight?
What do you call me, a hippie here? The hell,
I said Beetle.
Beetle. Now I got myself a big old horse, one of them Broncos. It's rusted out like hell, too.
What kind of, a Bronco 2?
No, full size, buddy.
Whoa!
Right on.
Big old, like old AC
Drove. You know what?
Like old AC Drove. That's right, man. Know what I'm saying, man?
V8. I see you smoke, Fargo Slim.
Yeah, you want a cigarette?
No, Scott doesn't want a cigarette.
No, I don't want a cigarette. I just want to get a good whiff.
A dollar?
Why don't you
Scott, quit smoking.
I don't want a dollar. I just want a goddamn big old puff of smoke in my face.
So what do you think of the show tonight, though, Slim?
I think it went terrible, man. I broke
Can we expect another show from Fargo Slim?
That was a fabulous
show. It was a big hit with the crowd.
Hey, you got to get them dancing. You're the best fucking band in Fargo.
Yeah, you know it.
Making Lay Dirty Frenchman come behind you in my book.
That's some Scott Wolf. You know, he takes a lot of time in the Nestor, and he would know. So,
hey,
what do
you
think about
that?
Have you
been to the Nestor? Have you been to the Nestor, Fargo Slim?
I never have, man.
Oh, fabulous place.
Hey.
I bet.
Every question we've asked of every guest here thus far is Chinese or Mexican?
depends on the day, man. All about the mood.
Oh, so that's a horrible
Sunday, I prefer, I eat more.
Oh, it
I
depends more, on the content.
I eat more Mexican than that
Sunday,
Chinese.
Right before football.
Right before football, I'm bulking up, John. Getting big, real big.
What does that mean? So what do you go with?
What do I go with? Oh,
what
for,
do you go
for
with?
A team?
Well, no. Mexican or Chinese.
Yeah, it's like Vikings and the Packers. You know one there.
More often than not, you know, I'm going with that Mexican.
Good job.
What about end of the week, Friday, you really kind of wind out. What are you going with there?
What'd I go with? I had a hot ham and cheese today, as a matter of fact.
Fries or salad?
Had myself some fries. You know, I'm trying to watch my weight. Got to get some more grease
in me. So you going with
fries?
Yeah,
you're getting pretty fat, too.
Yeah, I'm a lard ass.
Yeah.
So you're trying to bulk up for the bees season then, huh?
Yeah, you know it.
So really, now we're talking about weight fluctuation. How much you looking to put on?
Well, I'm a 200-pound man right now, and
he's only 5'4", ladies and gentlemen. You can't see it here.
Fargo Slim is hard.
I'm hoping to be a 300-pound man someday. That's a lot of fucking work, man.
A lot of weight to be pulling.
A lot of work, man.
So, what did you think about the show tonight?
Well, so far, you know, we were pretty cruddy, considering. But,
well, what can we expect?
Could they tell? I don't know.
Who?
These folks, you know?
Hell no! Sounded fucking awesome!
Well, thank you very much.
What can we expect in the future from Fargo Slim?
Well, you know, I'd like to play a lot more shows. Be expecting some more blues. I'm ripping off the Bone Ranger here. I'm playing a lot of his songs. He taught me everything I know.
Who is Bone Bastard. Ranger exactly?
Well, he's my alter ego, kind of my Mr. Hyde. It's when I drink a lot of that magic potion called the old number 7.
Old number 7. Oh, Jerry Lee Lewis has a song
I think
called
Scotty here had a couple
Jack
shots
Daniels,
of
old number 7.
Yep, yeah, that's
you
me.
Ever heard that song?
I haven't,
oh,
man.
Oh, Lordy,
I'm a big
Lordy.
Fan, but hell, never heard
that'll
that
bring
particular
the southerner
tune.
Out in you. Lord, who is this? Who is this person looking at us here? I think I've served him drinks before at Ralph's
Corner.
See that,
Mr. Ben Harley.
Matt Wilson from Chip Shakespeare, ladies and gentlemen. Matt Wilson from Chip Shakespeare.
You just walk right out over here, and you'll be part of the scene here. Oh, that southerner has taken over me. Oh, he doesn't get the message,
though,
does he? A southerner
is kind of an evil call. A southerner is kind of an evil thing.
I think I drank too much already.
I think you did already.
Can we have how many hours
putting
left?
Some beer bottles in your rectums tonight?
We only got four more hours to go.
There will be no beer. What do you call them?
Bottles, I believe.
What are they playing?
So when's
Bill
the next
Collins
time? When's the next time Fargo Slim will be playing?
Pardon me.
When's the next time Fargo Slim will be playing?
Hell, man, we'll have to see. Whenever someone asks me to, you know.
How about like next week sometime?
Hey, sure, man. I'm down for it.
Yeah, John Lamb's going to have a big concert in his apartment.
Big concert.
I'll play
John Lamb's
myself,
apartment.
Man.
Ladies and gentlemen, it'll be at www.coaching6.com. Tune in, check it out, see what it's up about, see what it's all about. Who are you looking forward to seeing tonight?
Who am I looking forward to seeing? My lady, man. I'll tell you what. I haven't seen her for 2 days.
Who's your lady, man?
She's a fine-looking small-breasted woman
oh,
down there by the bottom.
Oh, she's fine-looking, my. Oh, lordy, lordy.
I have to keep her name disclosed, man. This is, you know.
I got
to
think
for
women dressed up like clowns.
Yeah, I know. Computer nerds and whatnot. Fucking
but
A's,
she works at Kmart.
Zits!
You going to get some zits,
Kmart.
People?
On South yeah. University.
What do you think of Jennifer Lopez's hardly wearing dress tonight here on the Red Wing?
I can't say I'm a fan if I haven't heard the song, you know.
Well, another question that I have for you is, Taiwanese or Vietnamese?
Vietnamese.
Oh, good call! You ever
but
eaten
I had some good
Thai
last time I was in the cities.
You ever eaten Thai food?
Yep. Last time I was in the cities, probably 2 weeks ago, man. Delicious. Some garlic shrimp.
Actually, Taiwanese and Thai food aren't the same thing.
I see.
Now that
how
I
do you
think
figure, how do you figure, Scott?
See, I'm not Asian.
Taiwanese is
I know that kind of
Taiwanish.
Garlic. Is it Taiwanish?
Thai food is
Taiwanish?
From Thailand. So I just fucked up there.
Scott, do you ever have the feeling that we're just talking to ourselves?
What do you say about a Thai stick, Scott?
Never, John. Never.
No. Don't talk about Thai stick, man.
That's dangerous, man.
We ain't talking about no toxics.
You can get addicted.
Know what I'm saying, man? We ain't talking about no toxics, man. Denny Green, man. Denny Green.
My bad uncle told me about it.
When is Denny Green gonna play drums?
What do you think of this weekend about Vikings Bears, man?
The Vikings are
the goddamn. Come on, top.
Their offense. That's what the problem is. The offense.
Vikings or Bears, man? Who do you picking out on top?
I can't even hear you, John.
Who are you picking out on top, man? Vikings or Bears?
Vikings
or Bears, man?
Fucking Vikes.
Vikes go Vikes. How many people out there are big Vikes fans?
Woo!
Come on, Vikes.
How many people you listen to the show? Oh, I tell you, people, the crowd
Purple
is going
helmet,
crazy.
Son of a bitch.
The crowd is just brimming with excitement tonight. The crowd hanging on every
my
other word.
I couldn't
buy Fargo Slim and Friends.
I didn't take a drag. Hey, Roger. Hey, CEO. Roger, is the band about ready to play?
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Fargo Slim signing off. Big old fond farewell from him. Hopefully we'll be seeing much more of him around town.
You guys are living pretty close.
Of course, you can listen to www.coaching6.com for future information on online.
Hey, we're
show.
Back. We're back with Steen Racing. Steenie Racing?
Steenie, yeah. Steenie.
And they're living close to Fargo again.
Let's go to Scott, who's walking around in the crowd. Scott, who do you got with you tonight?
I got Steenie Racing with me. And they're monitoring sound tonight.
Yes, monitoring sound.
How's that?
Sound.
How's that going for you?
It's going fine. I mean, well, it could be expected. Yeah.
Great.
Scott, what's the atmosphere out in the crowd tonight?
Well, the atmosphere of the crowd, they're a little subdued. But they're ready for an explosion.
Are they ready for the rock and roll?
Oh, I don't know if they're ready for rock and roll. I don't know if they know what they're ready for. It's a big cloud of mysterious gas.
What are people out there looking forward to tonight, Scott?
Well, the people that I've talked to thus far really
Scott,
don't know what
you've
got
a smoke machine. What's going on out there, by the way, a smoke machine?
Well, I've seen a couple puffs. I've seen a couple puffs of smoke. But I don't know if there's really a smoke machine. I don't know if that's just like a cigar smoker or what's going on. But this is really an excited crowd, and they're really excited for what's going on.
It's very exciting out there, Scott, isn't it?
Oh, it's... I mean, I'm standing in front of a crowd right now. And they're all just going wild.
Could you say
so weird?
Could you put a vantage point on how exciting it is for people who actually aren't here?
John, I don't have a word for it. This is so exciting. Exciting is the most exciting word. It's so weird, John.
Scott, is the crowd at any time particularly verging on being
outrageously
violent?
John, somebody just came up to me, and they just told me that this is the show, and they're going to go kill themselves after the show because nothing else can get better than this. I'm sorry I interrupted you. What were you going to ask?
I believe it, Scott. This is the most exciting thing of the new year.
Oh, this is unbelievable. Unbelievable. What was your question, John?
I can't even remember anymore. I've had that much to drink.
Oh, Lord. I see a fan over here that I really want to interview. His name is Shad. Shad, come over here.
Second here. We've got a new radio co-host here. Some blonde chick just came up and told us that it's time to cut us off. I don't know what's her name.
Well, I'm back in the booth.
Scott, glad to have you back. What did you catch up down on the floor there?
Woo!
What did you observe down there on the floor?
Oh, this crowd is so excited to be here. I don't know what the hell's going on here. I don't know what the hell is
there.
Going on. Oh, my
hello,
God.
Hello, hello. Hello, hello.
Hey, get off our back. We're professionals.
Oh, how do you like dead air out there? Greenhouse.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get ready for the death
greenhouse.
Coming in any minute.
We had a near disaster with the bubble machine. It fell off the top of the PA.
And introduce yourself. No. Who are we talking to here?
I'm not in the band.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen! Oh, there's nobody on the drums, though. So I don't see how they could start playing right now. There's one thing introducing a band. There's another thing getting, like, the band out there.
That's quite another thing, actually. We're listening to www.coachin6.com, the June Panic Farewell Show. Here live from the Moose Lodge. Waiting any minute for the Deaths to come on stage. Let's go to Scott Wolf, our correspondent, backstage. Scott, what do you see backstage?
Well, backstage here, there's a lot of groupies. There's a lot of weird people hanging out here. I don't know if they're members of other bands or... There's Schmanks. And I don't know what to say, John. They're all just weird looking.
There's a lot of weird looking atmosphere here tonight.
Yeah, he's weird looking.
No doubt about that.
And, apparently they're not going to play now. The guitarist has signed off on
people are now looking for Carl Kowaly, the lead singer, lead songwriter from the Deaths. He appears to be heading up to the stage now. We will be joining the Deaths shortly live on stage, live here from the Moose
Once
Lodge.
Once again, this is Coachin6.com, also sponsored by Brown Cow Sounds. Tonight is June Panic's going away show with
and
the Deaths, Greenhouse, Fargo.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Deaths.
Ladies and gentlemen.